This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Coach Shaw joins the show right now. Coach, appreciate your time. Landry Locker, John Lopez, how are things going out there?
Oh, outstanding. Outstanding. Just another beautiful day in Northern California.
There aren't too many non-beautiful days out there. Tell us about Davis Mills. What are the Texans getting in Davis Mills? Obviously, not a lot of experience, in-game experience, compared to other quarterback prospects. But what did Nick Caserio and the Houston Texans get with their first selection of the 2021 NFL draft?
Well, I could take up your entire show talking about Davis, so I'll try to keep it short.
Okay.
There's a reason why this guy was the number one quarterback coming out of high school. In high school, we saw his athleticism, his accuracy, his arm strength, his leadership, all the things you're looking for. You never know how that stuff develops in college. I was at the state championship game where he hurt his knee, came back, hurt the same knee again, and his early on his time at Stanford, he is completely healthy. And a lot of people had questions about his health, but we have a standard here that all of our quarterbacks wear knee braces. He didn't need to wear a knee brace this year. So at the pro day, and people saw his athleticism in games anyway, but the pro day they saw him really take the knee brace off and really be able to run around. What you're getting is a tough, smart, accurate, athletic guy that has command. He will match the offense as soon as possible. And when you see him play, there's play that you think a quarterback should be able to make on your level, he'll make it. I know it's a broad statement. It sounds like a college coach overstatement, but I put a film together, right, where I took out – here's the bottom line. I spent 9 years in the NFL, and the quarterback coaches and coordinators and scouts that get it right, they don't look at all the bubble screens. They don't count all those things that happen in college football. You cut out the third down production. You cut out the red zone throws where the windows are really tight. You cut out the times they have to throw the ball with guys in their face, because you have to do that in the NFL because there's always going to be somebody in your face. But I cut out a film. I made a film of all situations over the last 2 years, and I would put that film up against any quarterback in this draft. His escapability, his arm strength, with throwing the ball under pressure, outstanding.
We're speaking with Stanford coach David Shaw, coach David Davis Mills at Stanford. Now, you just talked about your head college football coach cap. Put your NFL analyst cap on, which I know you've done a lot of. What led to his not dropping, but his being taken in the third round? And what are your answers to that?
It's kind of what you said before. A lot of people are anxious about the number of starts. And I honestly believe it's inconsistent, right? Because he had 11 starts, and a couple guys who went before him had 17 starts. It's only six starts difference. Mm-hmm. But for quarterbacks more than any other position, it's still like ice cream, right? If I like mint chocolate chip and you don't, like, I can't talk you into it, right? You like cookie dough, like, that's yours. So when people are looking at quarterbacks, coaches especially, not just scouts, but coaches especially, because you're looking for somebody that fits your offense, there's sometimes you're gravitated towards one guy as opposed to another one, right? You take a guy like Kyle Trask. Kyle Trask is not quite the athlete that Davis Mills or Kellen Mond is, but he's a pocket flamethrower, right? So you can see Tampa Bay saying, you know what, we don't want it. And I know the head coach there, what he likes in quarterbacks, he doesn't want a guy that's leaving the pocket. He wants a guy going through his progressions and throwing the ball down the field. He's a down the field passer. So there are a lot of people that say, hey, you know what, I have a more mobile offense. I want a quarterback that moves. So quarterbacks are still like whichever flavor that you like. But I do think, and I truly believe this, most people wanted Davis Mills to come back, because if he did come back, he's probably going to be one of the top two quarterbacks in America and a potential top 15 pick. So this year's third round pick, if he plays up to his ability, which we all believe he will be like getting next year's top 15 quarterback.
David Shaw joining us, coach of Stanford, Coach Davis Mills at Stanford. What about that whole process there? How confident, when you, I'm sure he asked your opinion on this, how confident are you that he's going to be able to reach that full potential, you know, kind of sit practicing and sitting on the sidelines compared to actually playing in big games for you in 2021? Do you think that this decision, what were the pros and cons of him deciding to leave school? And do you feel like this could hurt him because he did not get that in-game, on-field experience out there?
So I'll be very open with you, very honest with you. It was a tough decision. And a lot of people in other places, other states don't understand. Like, California has been really, really slow to progress beyond COVID restrictions. So here's Davis Mills making this decision after really playing the game of his life again in UCLA, played a great game, really had a great season, right? I mean, 70% completion just about. I take out, you know, the first half of the Colorado game because he had to sit on his couch for a week and a half because of a false COVID situation. But when you watch from the second half of the Colorado game through the rest of the year, he was the best quarterback in the conference. I thought he played great. So he's coming off of that. But we also spent the last 3 weeks of the season on the road because we couldn't play football in our county. So in the middle of this decision, he's like, okay, coach, are we going to have a spring ball? I said, I don't know. So he's like, he said, if I came back to come back for this really vital season, I might not have spring football. I might not be able to train in the summer with my team. He said, so if I did come back, like, I still might be hampered in my preparation for this all important season. Whereas he and I both know this guy's going to be a Stanford graduate. Right? He's not young. He's not coming out as a junior. This guy's coming out as a senior. And he's healthy and he feels great. And if Deshaun Watson isn't there for whatever reason, I'm not sure he is going to be sitting on the sidelines. So, you know, he might be the starting quarterback for the Houston Texans as opposed to being a college starting quarterback. So in that way, it would have worked out. But do I think he's ready? Do I think he's capable? The answer to both of those is yes.
When you're looking at him, you know, a lot of people say, including myself, what's the one thing that translates immediately with Davis Mills?
Well, it's two things that are tied together: decision-making and accuracy. Mm-hmm. When it's all said and done, playing quarterback in the NFL, and this is my colorful way of talking about playing quarterback in the NFL. Playing quarterback in the NFL is throwing the ball through a window, but by the time you see the window's already closing, and you're getting chased by wild dogs. So the sooner that you can make a decision, so your anticipation and the more accurate your pass is, the better. And that's one thing he's very, very good at. He gets the ball out of his hands. He throws the ball accurately. And then he can also escape. And that really is what those guys need to do with it. And I know he can do it.
Talking to David Shaw, coach of Stanford, about Davis Mills, newest quarterback for the Houston Texans. Coach, you mentioned earlier, you know, you got to take it tongue in cheek when a coach talks about his former college player. I actually feel like you've given us a lot of useful information. I think there's a lot of substance there, which isn't always the case, because the last time the Texans drafted a quarterback, there was a comparison to Michael Jordan. And I want to give you just an example of what we usually expect when we have a coach on, because I'm not just saying this because you're on with us. This is the most like in-depth info that we've gotten. But this is an example, and this is Dabo Swinney talking about Travis Etienne leading up to the draft process, and this is what we expected. You didn't do this, but this is an example of what you were talking about earlier.
He's a very, very unique guy. Honestly, you know, if you're just asking me just of my comparison of just totality of my football experience, you know, I mean, he reminds me of Walter Payton. That's what he reminds me of. He's probably faster than Walter Payton, I guess. That's the only person really that I could say he reminds me of.
So, Coach, would you like to call Davis Mills Tom Brady with a little more of a killer instinct and a better arm?
Dabo Sweeney and I are very good friends. I remember the Michael Jordan comparison. So nothing he says in this realm is going to surprise me. He loves his guys. He's passionate about his guys. I grew up a big-time Walter Payton fan, so that's a hard one for me to swallow. But I think it's a very, very good running back. He is quick and explosive, and when he plants and gets vertical, it's impressive. But comparing him to a Hall of Famer, I'm not quite there yet.
I got to ask you about Pep Hamilton, your old buddy, because he clearly – well, you tell us. How involved was he in this discussion back and forth and what he might be able to bring to the Texans and specifically Davis Mills?
Well, Pep has been in contact with us. I've heard so many things on TV that this came out of the blue and nobody knew anything. All these teams have been doing this research for months, right? A lot of the teams draft guys because they don't want to clue people into who they're looking at. But I had talked to Pep a while ago, and honestly, I've been talking to Pep. He's a good friend of mine. We had talked about Davis Mills for the last 3 years. And he had talked to our offensive coordinator. So we've had some discussions about what we think about him. He told us what he sees on the film. The two reasons why I love Pep being there. One is Pep knows our offense, and the transition I think will be smoother for Davis because of that. Pep will be able to relate what they're doing in Houston to things that we did and have a good way to transition. But at the same time, I mean, Pep Hamilton coached Andrew Luck, both in college and in the NFL. Pep Hamilton had a big hand in the young quarterback's rise down there with the Chargers this past year. And I think he's going to have a big hand in preparing Davis Mills for the Texans offense.
Talking to Stanford head coach David Shaw, I want to get you out on this. Another guy that you know very well that is here, Justin Reed. Have you ever seen Justin Reed in a bad mood? Like, tell us that you've actually seen Justin Reed in a bad mood. We call him the Stuart Smalley of football because he's always positive. He's always bright. Have you ever seen Justin Reed ticked off?
In games, I have, absolutely. Outside of that, he's just such a positive human being. And the guys don't just like him. I mean, they feel his presence because he gives you his emotion, right? Some people kind of keep that from you. He's not one of those. He gives you his emotion. He gives you his passion. And he's just one of those guys that if he's walking in the room, he just makes everybody in the room feel better. And that's a gift. That's a God-given gift. And he is just one of those people. So that doesn't surprise me. We knew he was going to make an impact on the field and off any place that he went because he's also so giving with his time. I mean, I follow him on social media and all the positive things he does in the community. He's just a special, special young man, and I'm fired up for him to have this big year. I believe it's contract year for him.
It is.
He knows that. And I would love to see him have a Pro Bowl year and sign a long-term extension because I know he loves it there in Houston.
Well, Coach, based on my personal phone and the text board here at the radio station, I know you've been rumored with this team in the past, and we're not wishing any ill on anyone.
He's trying to headline porn you now, Coach.
We are ready for you to make the leap to the NFL whenever you're ready. Listen, man, good luck. I'm kidding, kind of, sort of, maybe. But good luck to you guys, and I know you're killing it over there at Stanford.
I appreciate it. Great talk.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.